absolute of voice and praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Amen. Hallelujah. Enjoying preservation through kingdom service. I declare over everyone here that from now to 31st, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are not here with me. I said I came to create a seal of preservation over your life. Say, Nyankopon, Edibi, Bibe, Tuapra, Bosu, Sidi, Ebeya, upon some intimate friend in San Kao. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? The other day when Cain sinned against God and he was being hunted down to be killed, then the Bible says that he prayed to the Lord and God made a seal upon him. That I've set a seal upon you that he that seeth you shall not harm you. So I make a spiritual seal tonight upon everyone under the sound of my voice that you are indestructible in the name of Jesus. You are not here. I said you are indestructible in the name of Jesus. From now to 31st, no demon can touch you or your family in the name of Jesus. I make a seal over you. When they rise up against you in the middle of the night, may the angel of this house fight for you. When they rise up noonday, may the hand of the Lord deliver you. And when they wake up against you in morning, may the power of the Lord be at your disposal. And may he help you. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, preserve my life, O Lord. I can't hear you. Shout it. Preserve my life, O Lord. To preserve means to keep in safety. To keep in safety. To keep something to be safe. To keep something to be safe. Or to keep something from going bad. Or from being destroyed. That's the simple meaning of preserve. That God will keep your life, your business, your marriage, your relationship, your finances from going bad. So I prophesy over 15 people here tonight. That from now till you cross over, the Lord will preserve all that concerns you. Your business will be preserved. The work of your hands will be preserved. Your ministry will be preserved. Your relationship is preserved. Your marriage is preserved. All that you do with your hands is preserved. Shout, I am preserved. And clap those two hands together if you believe that. I'm talking to you about engaging preservation on the altar of service. Engaging preservation on the altar of service. How we serve God to be preserved. Service can cause you to be preserved. I saw that in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. It said, "O ye wa kume muna wo som nyankopon a, ono nyankopon so ebo ho ban ka amen." That serving God generates or causes us to enjoy preservation. Malachi 3:17. Are you there? Malachi 3:17. Look at it. Let's all read one go. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On the day that I make them my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Amen. Oh, you are not here. Amen. God says that there is a time in the life of his children where he begins to see them like his jewels. There is a time, you see, There is a way to relate with someone that you become like a jewel in the eyes of the person. Even in this church, there are people who are jewels in my eyes as a human being. Because it looks like I really need them to achieve what God has sent me to achieve. And they become special. When we say a jewel, it means something precious. Amen. May you be precious in the sight of God. Oh, I am speaking over your life. I said, may you be precious in the sight of God. Because it is not every child you have that is precious to you. That's a mystery. I went to teach in a certain Bible school around St. Anthony's. There's a certain Bible school over there. And the principal of the Bible school has heard that by the grace of God, I have some wild evangelistic teachings. So he invited me to come and handle a course on evangelism. As I was speaking, there was one woman that after sharing certain mysteries and testimonies and other things, when we closed the lecture, she came and then she was talking to me about her. So about the whole season when I was there, she kept bothering me about this her son. And I realized that she has this stubborn son who has gone out of hands. And she has other ones who are good. Then I think there was something then I said, but you still need to do ABCD in order to save the guy. Don't give up. They said, oh, but how about that children? Is too. How about that children? That means that this particular child is not precious to me. If he or she dies, others are the better ones. So maybe in the eyes of your mother, you are less than a jewel. As I sitting here, claiming you have a mother, maybe she doesn't see you as a jewel. Maybe your father doesn't see. As the one by you, do they see you as jewel? You will know it if you are precious. If something is precious, don't you see it? Yeah. The way you behave or you react or you handle the thing will show that the thing is precious. So the Bible says that they shall be mine. In that day when I shall make them like my jewels. Charlie, may you not serve God, Keke. May you become precious in the sight of God. Let your amen be a resounding one. And there is a way that you serve God that you become precious in His sight. There's a way that you serve God. It's not like anybody in the church is precious. We are children of God, but the level will not be the same. The level of preciosity is not the same. There's something like that. I'm not sure there's something like that. So don't go and write it. Nobody's marking me here, so I really use any word I like. The level of preciousity or how precious you are is not the same. Just as when you enter into this church, you are all rescue members and your pastor prays for all of you and cares about all of you. But the very mysterious truth is that the level of preciosity is not the same. There are people when they miss church, I know they miss church. There are people when they are in church, I don't know they are in church. Did you hear what I said? And then there are people, their presence is as though they are absent. And there are people, their absence cannot go unnoticed. There are people when they are in church, you will not even know they came. This morning I met a member and I was like, hey, it's been some weeks now, I've not been seeing you. And then, I came to church last night. I said, really? And the truth of the matter was that I didn't notice that the guy was in church. But there are others, when they miss one service, like even not coming to church this evening, I will know. I know because they are very dear. They are doing something that has positioned them in the room of being precious. Like there's something, it's not like they were born precious, but there's something you do when you are somewhere that makes you precious. So the Bible says that there is a time that I am going to make them like my jewels, precious. Then he said, and I will spare them. As a man spares his own son who serves him. What does that mean? That means that when your stubborn, useless son misbehaves, you can deal with him to the latter. No mercy. But when your precious son misbehaves, even though you chastise him, but you spare him, you don't finish him. I get what God is saying. So God has children, but he treats them differently because of who they are in his hands. That is why I pray for you. Because if, let me ask you, if you have a precious son, somebody who does things for you, who helps you, who performs a certain work for you, or that carries out certain assignments that makes life easy for you, and the person does something wrong, and the world is coming against the person, and the world wants to crucify the person, imprison the person, Charlie, will you sit down and watch that? No, even though the person has done something wrong, you still go and beg. You still try to ask for mercy for the person. Now, that is what the Bible is saying here. That there is a realm that you can serve God and get to, where you become so precious like a jewel, that even when you misbehave, even as he corrects you, he still spares you. He doesn't finish you like he will finish others. He doesn't allow you to be destroyed like he will allow others to be destroyed. So I pray for 20 people here, that may that oil of preciousness, may it come upon you tonight. You are not here. I said, may it come upon you tonight. May you be precious in the eyes of the Lord. May you be precious in the eyes of Jesus. May you be precious also in the eyes of the important people around you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. May be precious. May be precious. So over here he says that as the son who serves his master can be spared, not the son who doesn't serve. Those who serve God are important to God. God will not destroy them because they made a mistake. They did something wrong. The whole world can talk against them. That's why sometimes they can talk against a certain pastor, sir, but God is still blessing him because of this mystery. That the fact that the person is serving him, he has made a mistake, boom, but God doesn't destroy him like people think God should destroy him for what he has done. Amen. Oh, amen. So when we say to serve over here, the word serve over here means that engaging in activities that promotes the cause of God or the cause of the kingdom of God. Doing things like physically, maybe sweeping the church, maybe singing, maybe giving tithes, offerings, project seeds, like things that pushes the kingdom of God. Like whatever we are doing here, we a platform, we a platform, like anything you do, these are the things that mean that you are serving God. This one means that you are serving God. Amen. And when you do these things, he said there is something that comes upon you. It's called preservation. That will make God preserve you even when you make a mistake. Make God preserve you. Hallelujah. So, Charlie, do something for God so that even when you are in crisis, we can tell God that, Lord, even though he did the wrong thing, but Lord, have mercy. And our prayers will be heard. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. So understand that God generally protects people. So God can preserve all men. In Matthew 5 verse 45, it said, for he makes the sun to shine on the evil and on the good alike. God makes the sun to shine on the evil and makes the sun to shine on the good. Hey, abonye for eriaboa omunyebi. Izotwa omunyebi. Papa fonzo so eriaboa omunyebi. So, yawo nyankopon ayemuya oyema obia onyema imbinum. But aside that, no, nyankopon so so ewo special treatment bia odima inkrofobi separate. God, aside him being good to everybody, he has a special side of him that he only shows it to certain people. He pays special attention to those who serve his purpose. One more almost some no. He pays special attention. Obobia who buy. Yemo womwa. Omo sumno. Omu ye bibi bwana miye jumano. Omo jo mwa chuo e sum yan kupono. Sanko fono neni kuomu. Omu ye special. Neni kuomu. Na pray se. Sa osho wabra bomuna se. Uchu un si ho. E man yami sum ye. Se odi wabra bo e sum yame. Sa odi womre odi u sika odi wa one thing. U ye bibi u wasafuimu. Since you join this church and then awye wasafuimu. Do something for the Lord. Do something. Said your bear, your Chinese, shall I say, I dear way, my mean obey, Brian of Obey Sadway, and now one man, sorry, who say, will be a bread. That is it. That means you are becoming important, even in the house of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Exodus 23, the verse number 25. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. It's a blessing for only those who are serving. It's not a blessing for the unrighteous or the blessing for those who are not serving. So he will bless. He said, I will take sickness away from your midst. It's a special blessing for those who are serving God. God is able to heal them miraculously. 26, said, no one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in the land. Those people, God doesn't allow them to suffer miscarriage or barren in their land, in their business, in their career, in their profession. That, Oye Juma, and Koso. No! God says that those who serve him, or make sure, say, whatever they do, they will flourish. There will be no miscarriage, no disappointment. Whether in the fruit of the womb, or in business, or in relationship, or whatever. He says that there will be no miscarriage, but they will be fruitful. May that be your testimony. May you never be barren in anything you are doing. I said, may you never be barren in your body. May you not be barren in your body. May you not be barren in the work of your hands. May you not be barren in your profession. May you not be barren in your career. May you not be barren financially. May you not be barren. Clap your two hands and say, I'll be fruitful. Meswaba, kase meswaba. I will not be barren. Exodus 23. The verse number 2 says, I will send my fear before you and I'll cause confusion among all the people to whom you come. Look at what he says. He will cause confusion among people who fight you. Why? Because you are serving him. That's not something he does for everybody. It's only something he does for those who are jewels. Those who are jewels. Those who are special. Those who are jewels. Those who are special. May you be a jewel. May you be special. He said, and I will send a hornet before you, or what we call a siren with escort, a motorcade, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite. He said that because you serve me, I will send a motorcade ahead of you to drive out opposition. To drive out. Not just say, answer na obe true hona mi nyankopon masuma abofwe diwenim. Masuma abofwe diwenim kai. God only does that for those who serve him. Ask the one by you, what do you do in this church? What do you do? And then to me dear now you are sorry. I say one more omu dituma and the sum no almost sum no practically no. I say osuma motoki. Do you know motoki? Police motoki na people. Then they are driving all the cars away. And God is saying that for the people who serve me, one more sum no. I will send a motorcade ahead of them. So that wherever they will come, I will drive away the Hivite. Listen, the next time you go for an interview, anybody who will cross your path, the Lord will clear them in the name of Jesus. Anyone who will go ahead of you, and because of the person, you will not get the job, that day they will not appear at the interview. I said they will not appear at the interview. Listen, that means that before you come out of school, if you are serving God, God can go ahead of you and prepare a job for you. Then I will go ahead and I will clear the path. I will not let you get there and meet trouble. As a young person, before you grow that I'm now ready to get married. Already God has gone ahead of you and cleared all the foolish boys and girls off your path. Say, Lord, send an angelic hornet. Before you go to work on Monday or on Tuesday or in a day, you should have prayed that, Lord, today, send hornet ahead of me. Send a motorcade, angels to go ahead of me. And gather all the customers. Clear all the accidents. Clear all the bad things. That's the prayer you should be praying every day. And the Lord should go ahead of you. From tonight, may God go ahead of you. I said, Nyami, don't do anymore. May God go ahead of you because you are precious. Because you are precious. Because you are serving Him. All this for people who are serving Him. Wherever there is trouble, your feet will never carry you there. You didn't hear what I said. Baby, biara or how at the whole thing, will nine way and swallow and call. Baby, biara accident at the whole nine way and carry you and call. Baby, biara assembly, BBC, or nine way and swallow and call. Can I hear your amen? And it's a blessing that you get. You see that you didn't go somewhere, you hear noise. I saw a gas cylinder that has exploded. I don't know whether you saw it. You know the social media and the Ashikano rough Ashikan. Because the gas, if I don't talk gas, not the gas, not Shekani Muna, but the cheese and gas, so a hit. Say, we have it. Electrons, no? Boom! Exploding. Are you following it? So, why should you be there? Why should you be standing by that car, relaxing? A car that is about to explode. May your angel go to work. May your angel start working. They will happen. May you not be there. May you not be there. That's the accident. People have been said, "Then thing accident they see." So say, "Who do or accident they see?" Say no. As long as I am there, it cannot happen. Why? Because the angel of the Lord will go ahead of me and will make sure that where there is trouble, I will never get there. He clears all the way for me. That should be your daily prayer. Say my daily prayer. Clap your two hands for me. There are people who enjoyed this kind of preservation I'm talking about through serving God. Number one, Moses. Moses served the Lord and enjoyed preservation. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were never dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. So Moses was 120 years old and he was never wearing spectacles. Your days of wearing spectacles are over. You didn't hear what I said. I said, your days of wearing spectacles are over. If your faith doesn't like that, you will keep wearing it. That's why it's you according to your faith. Because there are still pastors who wear it. No problem. Nobody will fight with you. It's according to your faith. But Bible says that Moses was 120 years and his eyes did not go deep. That means his eyes were as bright as a little child. Amen. That means that he had vigor and his strength never diminished. May your strength never diminish. I said, may your strength never diminish. Am I one who this soon? Amen. Moses knew 120 years. Bible says still no one pumudin. From today, 70, 60, 50 years now already, no body edging on. From today, in the name of Jesus, may the power of God come upon your body. I said, may the power of God come upon your body. Don't accept it that I'm 40 or I'm 30, that's why. No. Bible says that the man Moses served God. And because of that, even when he was 120 years, he was strong. That will be our testimonies in Jesus' name. I said our testimonies in Jesus' name. So Moses was preserved from suffering old age because he was a servant. He was a servant of God. Psalm 103 verse 5 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Then Psalm 92 verse 13 says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. And I love verse 14. He said, they shall still bear fruit even in their old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Say, in my old age, I will be fresh and flourishing. I said, Ewa memory wa bre mumpo. Ewa me kokra bre mumpo. Me body be ye fresh. Na me swaba. Ka amen. This is in the Bible. Even in your, he says that they that are planted, one more ye do mu on yami fi no. Or say, San Kofona ye do mu, and ewa ba, sorry, 3 months. Now, what's up, Baba? No, that's what we're talking about. So, what my ye dear mo was sorry for ye, and when yami fee, you know, said, Omobe swap, but they shall flourish as they are in the house of God. Then he said, they shall still bear fruit even in old age. If your mumbri wa kokra bre mumpuno, still, na abrabo e koya momo. From today, you have resigned from the group of strugglers, from the group of poor people, from the group of barren people. Can I hear your amen? That even in their old age, they will be fresh and they will be flourishing. May your business be fresh. May your destiny be fresh. Or may you not look too old. There are some people when they become, when they start becoming responsible, all of a sudden, no, na gray hair, they pee, no, na as a numinous sansa. I didn't hear because wa worry, because wa wo. Because no. Bible says that as you are growing, you will be fresh and flourishing. So don't be surprised that when you see me in my 50s, I'll still look cute and I'll still look young. And if the gray hair is coming, I'll give it to you more. Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, you don't like that. Pastor, now when I tell people my age, they don't even believe it. When I tell people, they don't accept it. They see me like I'm 20-something boy. Especially if they don't meet me in my suit, or they don't come and see me, they just look at me and then it's like, I will be 23 and now 4. That's everything. So when I tell them that I completed university 11 years ago, hey! Because you are too smallish. I said, when I'm 50 years, I'll still look cute. You watch me, oh. No pot belly, nothing. I was there before some of you. You have bypassed me with the pot belly. Like some of you, you came to meet me in life, but you have taken over. Young guy. Oh, me see penny bam. You was counsel sans sale. And they just say, "Who live it better than I'm living?" And so, poor belly, they do any. We are afraid to win him, guy. And you also, my mouth be 8:45. Ah, Yeshua, enkoye. Oh, who hear scripture? We, they that shall bear fruit, or they that shall be in the house of the Lord, that they shall be fresh and flourishing. They shall not look too old and look some way. I got what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for the Lord. David also served the Lord. David is a sumyankopo, and God delivered him in his time. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, he fell asleep and was buried with his fathers, and he saw corruption. He served the Lord in his generation. Listen, you will not live forever. You will not live forever. It is today that you have the chance. Tell somebody about you. It is today that you have the chance to serve God. This is the time to serve God. This is the time to sweat for God. This is the time you can come and sweep the church. This is the time. Oh, there's nothing. There's something you can do. There's something. You You can come and arrange chairs. You can come and sweep. You can come and play. You can come and sing. You can usher. You can do something. You can win souls. You can bring people to Jesus. You can give your money. You can sacrifice. You can build God a church. Hallelujah. David served God in his time. May you serve God in your time. I said, may you serve God in your time. So because of that, God preserved him. Look at 1 Chronicles 18 verse 13. And until now, upon David, who by the Bible says, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went. The Lord preserved David wherever he went. Do you now see why Goliath could not kill him? Because the Lord was preserving him. That is why lions could not finish him. Because how can a teenager, 13, 14 years boy, be killing lions and bear? Do you know a lion? Have you seen the size of a bear? The strength of a bear that a 13, 14 years boy was killing. This is the secret. The secret was because the Bible says, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went. From today, put your name there. Put your name there. And the Lord preserved Prince wherever he went. Put your name there and say it. And the Lord preserved so, so and so wherever. Put your name there for Odisha. And Anyame Epo Esi Humbain. And Anyame Epo Epo Kwame Humbain. Maybe your call here. Just put your name there. And the Lord preserved Prince wherever he went. Declare it one more time. And the Lord preserved Prince wherever he went. From today, wherever you will go, God will go with you. I said, God will preserve you. In the market square, he will preserve you. In your office, he will preserve you. In your school, he will preserve you. Even in the church, he will preserve you. In your community, he will preserve you. No witch will be able to kill you. No wizard will be able to destroy your business. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I'll preserve him. So who was Goliath? Nobody at all. The secret was God was preserving him. Then Daniel, number three, Daniel, he also served God and God preserved his life. He couldn't be eaten by lions because Daniel served God. Even as a prime minister, even as a politician, he was still serving God. Now we have Christians, when they enter into politics, then they change. They can't even serve God. But Daniel still served God, even as a politician. And God preserved him. Daniel 6:16. The king put Daniel into the lion's den because Daniel prayed to God. Because Daniel prayed to God. And then verse 20, the king said, when the king came back the following morning, Bible said, and the king said, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, has your God been able to save you? Servant of the Most High God. This is how the king, a pagan king, called somebody, that you are servant. He was not a pastor. Daniel wasn't a pastor. He was a prime minister, a governor. But his king could look at him and describe him as servant. Can your school colleagues describe you as servant of God? Can your workmates call you Osofo? Osofo, mami. And I say, Udiye, Usum Nyamiyo, Nyami Sumfo. That is how they called Daniel. Because they saw that the guy, that's why they wanted to get him into trouble. They said, there's no way we'll get this guy into trouble unless we set a trap that has to do with his God. May you be a servant of God. I said, may you be a servant of God. That is where God will protect you wherever you go. If you are a servant of God, wherever you go. There is no place I've been that they don't know me as Osofo. Not because I became, before rescue existed, I was being called Osofo. Before rescue existed. From age 10, people started calling me Osofo. It's not today. Everywhere, there's nobody. You ask anybody who says he knows me. Who knows me? Years ago. He will tell you that, wait, not Osofo. This sad boy, wait, not Osofo. Like that. I'm not saying you two should be Osofo, but they should see that. Who the only who they are sorry in the acro. Like, you confirm what when some who say, hey, mommy, where the only not sorry there, on find the ago. Hey, sister, where there, hey, brother, where there, on one pair, sorry in the ago. Like, assume yame with all his smile. Like, you say, what fan yame personal. From today, may you take God personal. Clap your two hands for them. And the minute you have from who say, my daddy suffer and panel, and no more one. When we started church in the classroom, the headmaster over there, he saw some of our shepherds. Then he told them that, ah, your pastor, you need to da 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 da. Oh, so you na no preachy wa around. No, pastor. He told the shepherd, the headmaster. Amen. So it is something that like nobody was surprised when they saw that I've become a pastor. So let people see how serious you have taken God. Okay? Let the people in your house, you are going for shepherd. Hey, it would be a home cry. Let them see how serious you work for God. Let them know. Yeah, let them see how serious. Hey, it would be a home juma. Let them see how serious you are with God. Where the Yamian Shran is here, in Kabea Wawa, where the Kanyamian Biaquia Manopa, in Kabea Wawa, because Omunim said there was Sum Yamifa. So the king said, Daniel, wow, Sum Yankopo, Yamino, with Timachuana. Clap your two hands for them. When you are serving God, it's not in vain. Tell somebody about you, serving God is not in vain. Oh, Sum Yamia, and your baby can now you. Who wastes time? Who wastes sika? Who wastes what one day? No. It's not true. One more multi TV, so any social media, any internet, I will catch say, who do sika, massive, who do sika, chia tight, who do sika. They are not telling you some. They are not telling you some no occurs nobody. Among can't show almost somebody no insan nobody sponsor, in man nobody sponsor, baby a wakuma wano hona usika ko. Wusu wakuma wanyamifi, and nothing I was usika banyamifi. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That one they will not tell you. They will not tell you some we have soon for they won't tell you. So almost soon, or musica echo Hindu, or musica echo Hare Krishna, or mu can't show say, or mu much or sorry no committee, or mu grandmaster, or musu so a horn or musica. Any of my four vocal. Can't show. So we can't say woman fell with the emblem. Yamina walk my head. It didn't. It's false. Lift up your right and say, I'll serve the Lord continually. I'll serve the Lord. The king said, Whom you serve continually. Say, Sad Yamina, I'll sum no dada. Men, sum Yami half, sum no dada. Amen. Sum no dada. Thank you, Jesus. You are Elohim. When God is preserving you, how does He do it? Number one, by enlisting you among special ones. Oma oye special. Says it from beginning. Malachi 3 verse 17. He said, there is a group of people who are jewels, who are special in the sight of God. So God says that I will spare them as a man spares his own children. Who serve them? I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. That means that when you serve God, you become a jewel. Tell the one by you, when you spare God, you become precious. Nami do obia o. Isu de ni ku omo a omo som. Nami o do obia. Oyo obia do oyo obia papa. And so on that way dangerously in the lives of people who serve him. That's what the scripture is about. He said, and I will make them like jewels, precious. So when God wants to preserve you, He makes you special so that you cannot be destroyed. From today, you are special, so no demon can touch you. Say, I am special. Oh, I can't hear you confess. Say, I am special. Say, I am a jewel in the hands of God. So no demon can touch me. No devil can destroy my life, nor my family, nor my business. In the name of Jesus, clap your two hands for the Lord. That is why when David here born in Etianyan Kupon, ah, Okofo will be your cramp. No, she said, Yami, spare David. She said, Yami, spare, no, Yami, and could David. And so, Saul, a year born in Yami, tuna, dear Sue, I can take it. That's a money we are. Bonnie, Saul, yeah, Let me see two pe. We are making our money at David here. They pray. So, two first one. I was our chamber, Samuel Eba. Now Samuel Ebe war for you. Ebe a sacrifice as a mark of war. It's all chair, Samuel El Dileno, and on one day pay, a good dinner or tannis who says sofu, and all your one adi. And I am a buffoon, yes, we are in a good yes of which I now go. Yeah, and I am a good dinner. And a two, Yamisman is a corner cuckoo, a Malachite for Omukum or an Omosori Tia Israel for a brow who free Mizrim when you were coming from Egypt. So go and deal with them for me because I promise that I'll destroy all of them. Go and do that. When he went, then he saved the king. And then he saved the fat animals and other things. I will not make you a king again. Those are the two sins of Saul. Now let's come to David. Should we start? David was the man who, number one, took somebody's wife. It's called adultery. Of Obiri. And on any die. Two, time for war. Or he would also debate on any. David said, make up. It's like time for shepherding. Now what that will feel. Time for war. Also, uncle. And he stayed in his house. And on the Obi wife, not any die. When he slept with the wife, instead of speaking the truth, maybe I'm a bonnet or something, he decided to cover it by bringing the man that the man should come and sleep with the wife so that he will cover his sins. Covering sins is another sin. Then he tried it. Then the man said, I'm too loyal, I will not sleep with my wife when Israel is at war. It's wrong. You have done it, but as for me, I will not have sex when I'm supposed to go to war. So when we finish the war and we come, then I'll have sex with my wife. So he did not. Then David wrote a letter and put it into the hands of the man. And the man sent it to the army general back to the war. And do you know the content of the letter? The content of the letter is that the one who is holding this letter, I want him to die. Let him move him from where he's fighting and put him where he will easily die. So that nobody will know that I have killed him. Put him where the arrows and the gunshots are more. And all of you, draw away from him so that the enemies will gather around him and kill him. Look at the strategy of David. Wickedness. And this is the man God says, a man after my heart. Who can plan the killing of afterwards, then he took the wife into the house. Say, my fat total. This is the man who numbered the children of Israel when God instructed that nobody should number his people. He numbered them. And when he numbered them, an angel came and killed over 2,000. And he was still alive. God didn't add him to the killing. Why was God so... It looks like God was partial when it comes to David. That is Malachi chapter 3:17. He says that there is a level I will bring you to. It's called the level of a jewel, a precious person. And I will spare you like a man spares his own son who serves him. So sons who serve, we can spare. Sons who don't serve, we crash. That's God's fault. That's why there are certain people in this church, no matter the bad I hear they have done, you'll see me fighting. I'll not fight that what they have done is good, but I'll fight to still deliver them. Tell the one by there, it's a level you must get to. You must learn how to serve God. Also, who said you're so yummy, said you're special. I told you from the start, there are some of you, if you are not in church, I'll not even know.
As a matter of fact, if you are in church, I still don't even know. And there are others, the day they miss church, you see that I WhatsApp them. They have gotten to that realm of being precious. They are important to the ministry. They are important to what we are doing here. And that was David. The Bible says that, and David served the Lord in his generation until he went to sleep with his fathers. So God will not watch Goliath to kill him. God will not watch him to die because of all the sins he has done. That's why there are people, you insult them on radio. You insult them, and this pastor has done that, and that pastor has done that, and that, and still, God didn't let him die. Yes, he has done a bad thing, but God also knows the sacrifices he has done. Even me, this young person, when I look at what I have been through because of God and because of the church and the sacrifices and the things I have done from a young guy till now for the Lord, training people, sending them, winning souls, paying my own money, struggling, going hungry for months so that I can do something for the Lord. So today, I just know. Just know that I'm one of the precious people in the sight of God. God, there are things that I know that if somebody had done it like that, like the person should have gone down. But it's like God has mercy on me. And God is helping me in a strange way. I'm not that good. I'm not that intelligent. Or I'm not that rich. I'm not connected. But it's like God is helping me. But I pray for 100 people here. That your service will touch the heart of God so that you too will be precious. Clap your two hands for them. When God is preserving you, he makes you precious. And that preciousness doesn't make him destroy you or the devil touch you. Number two, by recruiting angels to protect you. When God is protecting you, he gives you angels. Daniel 6:22. Daniel said, oh, the Lord sent his angel who came to shut the mouth of the lion. So I pray that may God send his angel to shut the mouth of your enemies. Let your amen be loudest. Let your amen be loudest. So that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. And also, oh king, I have done no wrong before you. Acts 27:22. Paul also, and then 23. Paul also saw an angel, and the angel said, I have come. The ship on which Paul was, the ship had an accident. We call it shipwreck on the sea. The cold weather. And they were supposed to have all been killed. It's like the Titanic. The same thing happened to Paul. But Paul saw an angel, and the angel told him that I am from God, the one whom you serve. I have come. And because of you, everybody on the boat or on the ship will not die. There shall be no loss. That's what Paul told. Then Paul announced to the people that last night I saw an angel, and the angel told me that because of me, he has saved me and saved all of you. Nobody will die. So listen, sometimes because of how you are serving God, God can save your children. God can save your wife. God can save your family. Your whole company can be saved. Because if the company goes down, you to your salary is affected. So because of how well you are serving God, God can promote the company so that you to your business is becoming stable. I pray for you that from today, may angels protect you. Any bus that you will join, angels will preserve the bus. Wherever you will enter, any house you will enter, angels will guard the gate of the house. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, your name is holy. Holy. Lord. One time, a car came and almost hit our car. Bang, everybody shouted, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But then my head was down like that. When I lifted my head, the first thing that came, I was with Uncle Sam, I was going to preach somewhere. The first thing that came out of my mouth was, we cannot die. I am in the car. We cannot. We cannot die. I just said it. I didn't rehearse it. I didn't write it. I didn't look for a script. It was in my spirit. That I cannot die. We cannot die because I am in the car. Because how can I be on a mission for God? What are I talking about? How can I enter here and then my angels stayed at home? Maybe you don't know you have angels. Me, I know I have angels. I know I'm working with angels. I know they are with me. one of the 31st, over here. I almost had an accident. In fact, the car stopped at my door, my car door. It would have hit me and smashed me right at my car door. How the car stopped, how the car saw me, like, I don't know. Even the man was surprised. Everybody was watching like that. But I believe that my angel stopped them right by my door. My car door would have hit me dying like that. There are times that I know that I've committed a mistake, I've done something wrong. But God still did not allow me to die. Because I know my angels are with me. And I know they are with them. And you also, as a servant of God, as a shepherd, as a leader, as a member who is doing something for the Lord, who is productive. You have angels. There are angels that are protecting you. So I declare you will not die like a nobody. From now to 31st, you will not die like a nobody. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No demonic attack shall survive you. No witchcraft arrow shall hit your house. Because of you, your children will dwell in safety. Because of you, your wife will abide in safety. Because of you, your parents will be in safety. Clap your two hands together. My angels, the same happened. Exodus 23 verse 20. And behold, I sent an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you to the place. So God gave Israel angels to keep them from Egypt to Canaan. May your own angels send you to your dream land. Number three, by the Spirit of God himself, when God is preserving you, he can use his own spirit. Psalm 23 verse 4, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When God is with you, you will not fear any evil. You will not fear a bad dream. You will not fear an evil dream because God is with you. Tell the one by you, don't fear a bad dream. Tell them, don't fear a bad dream. Don't fear an evil dream. Don't fear when your house witches hear about your success. Don't be afraid. Mumu go home, man. Say, oh, this is Yamansa. Yamansa, say, who goes to school? And put your two hands on your head. Because you are afraid of Ajwata, but I speak over your life that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says, for there shall not be any enchantment against Jacob, neither will there be sorcery. As yet, let's say, Uba Jacob enemy ma Israel for dear or say uyo me drua enye ye. It's like uyo me drua enye ye. Wusu ye ye we drua enye ye. Kame. Oh, kasemi a rescue ba. Ye ye me drua enye ye. Kasemi a rescue ba. Ye ye me drua enye ye. Love your two hands for that. There shall be no sorcery, no witchcraft. Uye me abe. We are obeying you, my enemy. I always tell people, we are prospering in the midst of our enemies. Let's move on. So Psalm 23, he said, do I walk through the valley of the shadow? Isaiah 59 verse 90, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the way. Says that for when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Then number four, by the power of the blessing. When God blesses you, you cannot be destroyed. Service releases the blessing, and the blessing attracts or guarantees protection. That's what we are talking about. Exodus 23:25. Shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your water, your food. You cannot. It's very, very impossible for you to look into my food and poison me. Like for you to look into my food. One time I was buying food. One witch was looking at my food like that. Then I turned. Then I told her, what you are doing is dangerous. What you are doing is dangerous. Out of Anko, by then I was doing my national service at Back Press. Yeah, my chalky John Shibini. Yeah. They see my main fire or South filling station I was overhead or no. So I'm joined to be war. Then one lady who she moved to with Yanni. We did see a major news. Then I discerned in the spirit. I said, this is about right. Then I looked at her, I said, what you are doing is dangerous. It's dangerous to her. Because if it tries me, she will die. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for there's a blessing in it, so I'll do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. May the Lord not destroy you. I said, may the Lord not destroy you. He said, because there is a blessing in it, I will not destroy it, because there is a blessing on my life. You too, tonight, nami di shlebi betu abraboso. Upon some untimin se oka. Amen. Then by the power of the anointing, service provokes the release of oil, and the oil preserves life. Service provokes the release of oil, and the oil preserves life. Psalm 89, verse 20. When you serve God, the anointing of God comes upon you. And when the anointing comes, he preserves you. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 22. He said, I have found my servant David, with my holy oil have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not overcome him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The enemy shall not. God have anointed him. He's my servant. Because you are serving God, nyamingo sra beba oso. San se wosum nyamin timi se nyamingo sra eba oso. Na se ngosra neba oso a obon sami timi fene san kao. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.